Hey, Miss Lee, that fat mother got him the green cap. He coming in here anymore?
No, thank God. It's characters like that that ruin your investment.
When your little orphan friend coming here again? Whoa! I like to find out what going on with them orphan. I bet they'd be the first orphan the police be interested in ever.
I told you I send the orphans things. A little charity never hurt nobody. It makes you feel good.
That really sound like not a jaw charity when them orphan paying in a lot of money for whatever they getting.
Stop worrying about the orphans and start worrying about my floor. I got enough problems already. Darlene wants to dance, you want to raise, and I got worse problems on top of that.
Lana thought of the plainclothesman who had suddenly started to appear in the club late at night.
Business stinks.
Yeah, I can tell that. I'm starving to death in this cat house.
Say, Jones, you been over to the precinct lately?
Lana asked cautiously, wondering whether there was an outside chance that Jones might be leading the cops to the place. This Jones was turning out to be a headache, in spite of the low salary.
No, I ain't been visiting all my police friend. I'll wait until I get some good evidence.
Jones shot out a nimbus formation.
I waiting for a break in the orphan case. Woo-wee!
Lana twisted up her coral lips and tried to imagine who had tipped off the police. Mrs. Riley could not believe that it had really happened to her. There was no television. There were no complaints. The bathroom was empty. Even the roaches seemed to have pulled up stakes. She sat at the kitchen table, sipping a little muscatel, and blew away the one baby roach that was starting to cross the table. The tiny body flew off the table and disappeared, and Mrs. Riley said,
"So long, darling."
She poured another inch of wine, realizing for the first time that the house smelled different, too. It smelled as close as it ever did, but her son's curious personal odor, which always reminded her of the scent of old tea bags, seemed to have lifted. She lifted her glass and wondered whether Levy Pants was beginning to reek a little of used Pico. Suddenly, Mrs. Riley remembered the horrible night that she and Mr. Riley had gone to the Britannia to see Clark Gable and Jean Harlow in Red Dust. In the heat and confusion that had followed their return home, nice Mr. Riley had tried one of his indirect approaches, and Ignatius was conceived. Poor Mr. Riley. He had never gone to another movie as long as he lived. Mrs. Riley sighed and looked at the floor to see whether the baby roach was still around and functioning. She was in too pleasant a mood to harm anything. While she was studying the linoleum, the telephone rang in the narrow hall. Mrs. Riley corked her bottle and put it in the cold oven.